The Art of War by Sun Tzu. The business world is a competitive place. Any business executive will tell you that to succeed you must be cunning, tactical, and unwavering. In other words, you need a lot of the same skills a military general would need for the battlefield. Nearly 4,000 years ago, Sun Tzu, a high-ranking Chinese general, wrote The Art of War. Though Sun Tzu intended for The Art of War to be a military guidebook, today, people from all sorts of professions, including business executives, lawyers, teachers, and even sports coaches, find inspiration in Sun Tzu's words, because a good portion of his advice is about how to be competitive without actually causing serious conflicts in actual battles. The book is divided into 13 chapters, each of which is focused on a different stage of battle, or, in applying it to the workplace, of business strategy, management, or negotiation, as opposed to a real military battle. Let's go through each chapter and take a look at Sun Tzu's advice for military generals. Chapter 1, Laying Plans. Every war is fought to obtain something, and the outcome of the war is governed based on 5 major factors. The moral law represents unity and causes people to be in complete harmony with their leaders. Heaven represents the atmosphere, signifies night and day, cold and heat, 4 seasons. Earth represents different landscapes with its restrictions and freedoms, danger and security, and distances. The commander signifies the 5 qualities of an effective leader: wisdom, sincerity, courage, discipline, and benevolence. Method and discipline highlights the strength of management, graduations of rank, and control in expenditure. The key factor to win a war lies in the ability to modify plans according to circumstances, to deceive the opponents, and to precalculate everything. Chapter 2, Waging War. Economy in warfare is extremely important, so one should calculate each and every expenditure involved in the process beforehand and lay out plans accordingly to limit costs. A leader should have good decision-taking ability, and his main goal should be victory and not lengthy campaigns. Winning decisive engagements quickly ensures success. Chapter 3, Attack by Stratagem. Complete destruction of the enemy should be avoided, as it benefits no one. Winning without destruction is excellence. Unity determines the strength of the army and not the size. After considering the size of our own army and size of the enemy, we should decide to surround, attack, or flee the enemy. Knowing yourself as well as your enemy thoroughly is the key to win wars. The one who wins also knows when to fight and when not to, how to handle large and small forces, and keeping them united and consistent. Employing strategy without tactics can cause slow victory, but using just tactics without strategy ensures defeat. Chapter 4, Tactical Dispositions. Good fighters are well prepared and put themselves beyond the possibility of defeat, defending their existing positions, and then wait for an opportunity to defeat the enemy. Making no mistakes is what wins battles, as it means conquering an enemy that is already defeated. There are 5 main factors in warfare: measurements, estimation of quantity, calculations, balancing of chances, and victory. Measurements are derived from earth. Quantities are estimated from measurements. Calculations are derived from quantities. Chances balanced by calculations. And victory derived from chances. Chapter 5, Energy. A small force should also be controlled similarly to a larger force, as it is only a matter of efficient organization. There are direct and indirect methods in war and should be used together, just like a few notes can create any number of melodies, and primary colors can fuse to form any shade. Direct and indirect attacks together can form an endless series of maneuvers. Creativity and timing in war helps to build the army's momentum. In war, we cannot feign weakness without having strength. Chapter 6, Strong and Weak Points. Attack places which are undefended and defend places that cannot be attacked. A clever combatant knows the strengths and weaknesses of his enemy without revealing his strengths and weaknesses. Everyone in war can see the tactics, but no one knows the strategy, and so knowing where, when, and how to fight beforehand can make a huge difference. Nothing remains constant on the battlefield, and in the end, it's about how you can exploit your strengths and the enemy's weaknesses. Chapter 7, Maneuvering. After planning and strategy comes tactical maneuvering, which is very difficult, as it includes turning devious attacks into direct ones and converting your adversities into opportunities. Being deceptive, fast, and compact plays a huge role in winning a war. In order to win, we need to stay united, which makes it difficult for the brave to move forward alone and for the weak to retreat alone, and thus there is a danger of the army losing its spirit or commander losing his presence of mind. Chapter 8, Variation in Tactics. There are 5 major faults which can affect a general. Recklessness, which leads to destruction. Cowardice, which leads to capture. Quick temper, which is provoked by insults. Heightened sense of honor, which is sensitive to shame. Over-concern of his men, this can make him worried. The cause of defeat of an army is always due to one of these 5 reasons. Chapter 9, The Army on the March. There are 4 types of basic grounds: mountains, rivers, salt marshes, and plains. Each type has its own natural advantages and disadvantages, which should be utilized accordingly. By observing the enemy and other factors such as animals, birds, and trees, a wise person can figure out the enemy's tactics. A leader should always have faith in his men, who should be treated with humanity, but controlled with iron discipline. Chapter 10, Terrain. There are 6 types of terrains: accessible ground, which can be freely traversed by both sides; entangling ground, which cannot be reoccupied once abandoned; temporizing ground, which is inconvenient for both sides; narrow passage, which should be occupied first so as to be ready for the enemy; precipitous heights, which should be occupied first or not at all; great distance from the enemy. With the armies matching in size, fighting would be to your disadvantage. There are 6 calamities for which a general is responsible: flight, insubordination, collapse, ruin, disorganization, and rout. Chapter 11, The 9 Situations. There are 9 types of grounds in warfare. When fighting in one's own territory, it is dispersive ground. When penetrated a little into the hostile territory, it is facile ground. The ground which is favorable for either side is called contentious ground. The ground on which each side has the liberty of movement is called open ground. The ground which forms the key to 3 adjoining states is called the ground of intersecting highways. When the army is deep into the enemy territory, it is called serious ground. Hard to traverse ground, like mountains and marshes, is difficult ground. When the entrance is narrow and the exit circuitous, it is hemmed in ground. The ground in which we have to fight to survive is called desperate ground. Chapter 12, Attack by Fire. The 5 ways of attacking the fire are burning the camps, stores, baggage trains, arsenals, and dropping fire. Make wise use of the fire in the enemy camp, and attack only when the time is right. By using water, the enemy can be intercepted, but not robbed by his belongings. Chapter 13, The Use of Spies. The intelligence plays a very vital role, as the information gathered about the enemy is crucial for achieving what ordinary men couldn't. There are 5 types of spies: local spies, who are inhabitants of the area; inward spies, who are enemy officials; converted spies, who are enemy spies converted for our own good; doom spies, who are used to spread misinformation; surviving spies, who report back with the information. Conclusion. Like the rest of the advice in Sun Tzu's The Art of War, spying is important on the battlefield, but these tactics behind Sun Tzu's advice on identifying and thinking about spies also has applications in the world of business. The situations outlined in the 13 chapters of The Art of War may at first appear far removed from your career, but as many professionals have discovered, The information in these 13 chapters is in fact relevant to a wide variety of careers, largely because at the root of Sun Tzu's advice is a belief that actual combat can often be avoided. In the business world, this hopefully just means learning to avoid destructive verbal conflicts. With this in mind, it makes sense that so many professionals have found the art of war useful in competitive environments. Now this ancient wisdom, revered by so many throughout the centuries, is available to you too.